get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the Snake Pit, Snake.
Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, Snake.
Thank you very much. About 4 days ago, an article dropped with an accompanying video, and it was released by a guy named Joel Gallen. He is a veteran TV producer and director. And Joel Gallen just so happened to be at the helm of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame broadcast of 2004, in which Prince was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and George Harrison was also inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame posthumously. George had just passed away, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was going to do a big to-do, as you would for, you know, a Beatle.
Yes.
And so they reach out to his ex-wife, Olivia, and they say, what do you want to do? And she said, well, I mean, let's do something subtle. I would love to hear While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Get who you want up there, and I want my son to play, Danny. Danny's a musician, and that song means the world to him, and so let's get him up there. And so they organize a crew of human beings to get up there.
Hell of a crew.
Yeah, it's a hell of a crew. It's Tom Petty. It's Jeff Lynne. It's Danny Harrison. It is Tom's main drummer. Can't remember that guy's name.
I'm a fool for not remembering.
Yeah,
right,
I know.
Either.
And Prince. And this is a pretty famous piece of video and audio, because Prince absolutely slays it. Well, the director, 17 years later, here, like, I mean, again, 3-4 days ago, dropped this video and said, you know, I've been looking at this, and I feel that we did everybody a disservice when this was released. I'm releasing the director's cut of this song. Because what you see when they air the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's really chopped up for television. Everything's edited down to meet the standards of TV.
Because this thing is a long event.
It is. It's very, very long.
It's a day-long sucker, man.
And so they'll edit down songs, acceptance speeches, induction speech. All this stuff is edited down. Well, this song was edited down. And more importantly, the Prince part was edited down. And you really didn't see Prince doing his thing. And so he just dropped it and said, look, 17 years after this stunning performance by Prince, I finally had the chance to go in and re-edit it. Since there were several shots that were bothering me, I got rid of all the dissolves and made them all cuts and added lots more close-ups of Prince during his solo. I think it's better now. Let me know what you think, Joel. And
this blew up the internet.
It has been seen now 150 million times on the internet.
Wow.
And it is absolutely mind-blowing.
The thing about this video, to me, and are you going to play some of it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Briefly, is looking at this video, and number one, they're eulogizing a lot of people's favorite Beatle. I mean, George was greatness. And on that stage, leading that band was basically Jeff Lynne and Tom Petty, who has departed
Friends.
Us as well.
Right, yeah.
Tom Petty is no longer with us. And to see him singing up there George Harrison's song with Jeff Lynne, who were in the Traveling Wilburys.
With George.
And you're missing Roy and Bob.
Yeah.
Surprised Bob wasn't there. Interesting.
I know.
And then there's Prince, who is no longer with us. If you, and I know I'm an old head for probably feeling like this, but I watched that entire thing today, and if it doesn't at least bring some moisture to your eye sockets,
it's sad.
Taking all of that in and the gravity of those stars that are no longer with us and who they're eulogizing, it tugs for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it does. It's sad. So I'll start playing this, and everybody knows the song, and it starts off, you know, just kind of the way that you would anticipate the way the song should be.
And it's done right.
And it's just a bunch of acoustic guitars, Bob, and Tom singing. And there's kind of Prince just sitting over there like, all right. So the story goes, Prince had never met George Harrison before. Prince had never heard the song before.
Really?
Ever.
Wow. How is that possible?
Dude, I had a hard time believing that too. But he had not heard it. They sent him a copy of it. And he was like, okay, I think I can make sense of this. And he was going to play lead. Obviously. So they go through rehearsals. Paul Schaefer is the band director. Paul Schaefer, who used to run Letterman's band. Yep. And Paul said that during rehearsals, Prince did a very tasteful rendition. But and everybody was super pleased. Danny Harrison was like, oh my God, my dad would be so proud of this. You know, if we pull this off. Not knowing that Prince was not going to do anything that he did in rehearsals.
Really?
I think that Prince probably went on that stage with the plan to do it like he did in rehearsal, but he started feeling the spirit. And there's a part in this song where he is about to take the outro lead, and Danny Harrison, George's son, looks over at him, and he has this grin on his face like, oh boy, something special is about to happen, because there must have been something about the way Prince was taking that portion of the song. There was an energy about him that people on that stage knew what was happening. And the second he rips off that first flurry of notes,
yeah,
Tom goes up to the mic to hit that background vocal, because they're kind of like doing the outro chorus, that while my guitar,
yeah, yeah.
They repeat that as the song ends, and Tom goes up there to sing that part, and he looks over at Prince and kind of backs off like, should I be stepping on this guy right now?
This is a 3.5 minute song that lasted 7 minutes and 24 seconds. So fast forward to the 3:20 mark here, and Prince starts to go.
Uh-oh.
Danny Harrison has a smile on his face.
A mile wide.
Like you wouldn't believe. Gives you goosebumps for a million different reasons, but the way this guy plays guitar, I've never seen a human being play it more effortlessly than Prince.
And look, there's probably dudes out there that play that think, man, he's not doing anything special there. I could play that. And you know
whatever.
What? You probably could. The difference is it's the visual. It's just the visceral rock and roll experience. I mean, there's an energy to his performance. It's not necessarily about his solo. It's about the overall performance and what he's putting into that. And it is, it's chills.
Yes.
It's amazing.
How old is Danny here?
Maybe 30?
I don't know.
Something like that?
I don't know anything about him.
So they wrap it up. And, you know, the crowd's going crazy. Prince throws his guitar up, it drops behind him, and walks off the stage. Everybody else is shaking hands, hugging each other and all that.
He pimps.
Prince
he
literally
pimps right off the stage.
Threw his guitar in the air, doesn't even look at the crowd, doesn't look at Petty or Jeff Lynne or Danny Harrison, and walks right off the stage, and as they say, right through side stage, out an exit door, poof, into the night.
It's so,
like, that's it.
It's so Prince. Yeah. I don't know if the guitar ever came down.
Yeah, dude.
I'm serious.
You never see it land.
I feel like he probably had a dude up there in some type of scaffolding and knew where his mark was and threw that Telecaster straight up in the air, and I don't think it ever came down. I never saw it land.
It's because
he throws it straight up and without any concern that it could hit somebody.
Right.
It never comes down, I don't think.
Well, it is so amazing. And
boy, that is wild.
And it reminded me of... back in, God, I can't remember the year, 2007. So back when we used to go to the press conferences for the Super Bowl and they would let us ask questions. I'm like, oh my God, Prince is going to play
before
the Super
Corby
Bowl.
Ruined it for everyone.
Right. And it was during y'all's show. It was always during noon to three. You guys were never able to go to these things. And so Prince walks out to talk to about 500 people. So think about that. You're in a convention center in Tampa and you're with 500 other people, and out walks Prince, and you're from me to you. Like, we're sitting right in front of him.
Yep.
And he grabs his guitar, and there's a drum kit back there, and there's a band that walks out with him, and these two backups. I'm like, is he going to play? Are we getting ready to see Prince play? And this is how it went down.
Thank you, John, for those kind words. We hope we don't wreck your ears too much. Contrary to rumor, I'd like to take a few questions right now.
Cuts the guy off mid-question. And breaks into Johnny B. Goode. Right in front of our face. I could not believe it.
And I wonder how many people knew that this was going to happen. And what a great job of keeping it quiet.
Out walks the horn players. Out walks everybody in his band. And there's just all the nerd media staring at Prince. Right in front of you.
Wow.
Dude. Of all the cool things that I've got to do, that's at the very top of the list.
Like, he never conformed, did he?
No.
We need you to do a press conference, Prince.
All right.
Can I bring my band? No, I'm sorry. I'm bringing my band.
Yeah. So anyway, just a little Prince love, but just do a search of the director's cut of Prince, and it'll pop up immediately, and it's
worth every 7 minutes.
It is. It totally is. All right. There's a little
good
snake
pit stuff, action. Corby.
That was one of my favorite snake pits
thanks,
ever.
Thanks, Danny. It seemed to
it
be that way every week.
It was a fine snake pit.
You keep outdoing yourself.
How do you do it?
I don't know. It's weird. It's really weird.
Football next.